Test yourself, neighbors. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to the world. You're living like the world today. Don't be conformed to it. You got to repent and come out of the world.
I care about your soul. That's why I'm out here today.
The Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can know the perfect will of God. Your mind's not renewed by this rock fest. It's not renewed by false gospels of John Cooper from Skillet. It's not renewed by the churchianity systems that tell you you're all a bunch of sinners, that Jesus died for your sin no matter what. Jesus died for your sin to make a way for you. You got to follow the way. Like if somebody was snowplowing you out of a blizzard, you can't say, hey, the snowplow is making a way, and then go your own way. You're lost in a snowdrift and you freeze to death. You follow the snowplow. Jesus made the narrow way. He said, come follow me. That means you got to come out of the world, neighbors. You're not following Christ as you follow the world or the churches or your flesh. Lots of resources on our website for free. We don't make money. We want you to come out of the world. Turn and repent, gentlemen. You're being deceived by flesh and carnality and sin and worldliness. We travel all over the country to preach and warn people the wrath of God is coming. Look at the world. They just had the National Day of Prayer. We need to make a video about this. So it's a political year, and a lot of Christians think that's their hope. Donald Trump, oh, no. Joe Biden, no. Paul said, no man gets entangled in the affairs of this world that he may serve the one that's called him. I could care less about politics. I care for the kingdom of God. Politics are corruptible. You want to live and seek after the incorruptible. Unless you do that, you have no hope. Thank you for your service, officer. We appreciate you. So the law must be upheld. What's going to become of you when you stand before God and you've ignored the law? What's going to come of you when you ignore the gospel? What's going to become of you as you live after the world that is God's enemy? Test yourself. The Bible says, repent and seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. You're not seeking the kingdom of God here, neighbors. You're seeking the flesh and carnality and worldliness. Jesus did not die so you could live on in your sin, neighbors. Somebody's got to tell you that truth. Somebody's got to tell you that the fruit of your life marks whether you're going to make it to the narrow road or not, because Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Go read Matthew 7. You know a tree by its fruit, and your fruit today, like my fruit when I was of the world, is sin and trampling the blood of Jesus and wickedness. What is wicked? It's not an axe murderer that kills 50 people. Wicked is sin. Evil is sin. In Acts 5, a husband and wife were killed for one lie. I promise you, they were wicked before God. One lie. So test yourselves. The glory and the mercy of God is available. Jesus did not shed his blood in vain. The Bible also says the word of God does not go out void. Maybe 99.9% of you hate this and would love to see me arrested and dragged away. But there may be a smidgen of a person eventually that'll go, it's true. Jesus is coming to destroy the world and I'm of the world. Jesus is coming to destroy churchianity and I'm of that. Jesus is coming to destroy pride and vanity. Neighbors, go look up Proverbs 6:17. Pride and vanity, a proud look. If you dress and act in a manner of pride, you're an abomination before God. Makeup, jewelry, fashion is an abomination before God, much like homosexuality is. But these street preachers that call out homosexuals, that's all they call out just about, they aren't fair. They don't call out the pride and the vanity, or lying, or false churchianity, or the culture, or sports, or politics, or entertainment. I promise you, neighbor, We love you. You're not going to enter the kingdom of God as an abomination to God. Go read 1 Corinthians. No one living that life will enter in to the kingdom of God. Turn, repent, be humbled by the word of God, and you can become a child of God. That's your only path, neighbors. Don't entertain yourself in Satan's flesh like these music fests. Open the scriptures and seek after the kingdom of God and righteousness. It's your only hope, neighbors. We love you enough. We tell you the truth. We don't make a penny off of this. We all work to support ourselves. These men are making merchandise of you, including John Cooper from Skillet, who is a heretic. Look up my testing at don'tperish.com of Skillet. It shows you why he is a heretic. Claiming Jesus. I also asked for John to bring his Bible out. I think it's the third.
Good thing you do.
The third concert I've been at where I'm asking John. He knows about my testing. Bring your Bible, John. Oh, he's not going to come talk to the lowly street preacher. He's a multimillionaire making money off of sinful music. Why would he talk to lowly me? I love him. I'll open the Bible and show him why he's Satan's child. Jesus said in John 8, if you can't hear the words of God, your father is Satan, the father of lies. That's John Cooper. That was me when I was in the world. That's you today if you don't hear the word of God, neighbors. Hear the word of God. Know that you got to repent and come out. Know that you got to seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Did you know that? Yeah, and I know I got a loud voice, right? I don't even have my amp on today. But I know loud voices and music, loud levels of noise are not a problem. Your ears are going to be bleeding in there. So it's not about my loud voice. It's what I'm saying. If I was out here praising these bands, you guys would all be loving it. Jesus said his true sheep are hated because of his namesake, right? If you're not hated by the world for Jesus, you're not of Jesus. It's his words. The churches love the things of the world, and the world loves the churches. So test yourself, neighbors. Don't be deceived by your flesh. You're here for your flesh, I promise you. The Spirit of God did not bring you here. The Spirit of God didn't bring you here. Sin and Satan and corruption and carnality brought you here. And you're going to be judged for that unless you're cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Repent and come out. Lose your life, neighbors. Lest you lose your life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The Bible says a lot of amazing things if you would read it. It never says you get the unconditional love of God. Never says that anywhere. God's love is always conditional. Do this, I'll do this. Don't do this, I won't do that. And you must enter a beautiful blood covenant. Jesus shed his blood and did his work perfectly. We can't work our way to heaven. You also can't just believe your way to heaven. There's a middle ground. It's like a marriage. Beautiful covenant God ordained. Husband and a wife. The wife does her part, the husband does his part. She can't do his part, he can't do her part. When one of them fails, the covenant's over. If they go and lay with someone else, the covenant's over. God has always been a conditional God of covenants. So ask yourself, where are you in this covenant, this blood covenant? Have you surrendered your life fully to submit to Christ in spirit and truth? Have you lost your life to find this glorious Savior? Do you scour the scriptures more than you're on Netflix, sports, music, entertainment, to know the truth of God? I like to come out in the streets and not just preach the gospel only. I like to do Bible lessons. So it says in Hebrews, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking Christ today, neighbors? Or are you seeking what pleases the flesh? Are you seeking what pleases the culture? That's called carnality no carnal person will enter the kingdom of God. And you can't go to church on Sunday and wash it away. It doesn't work that way. Because if you keep doing it, it's on your record. Hebrews 10:26 says, if we willfully sin, rock concerts are sinful, AC/DC is sinful. If we willfully sin, there's no sacrifice left for our sin. Go look it up, Hebrews 10:26 to 27. But a fiery judgment that's coming. A fiery judgment that's coming that will devour the adversaries of God. There is no forgiveness of your willful sin, neighbors. The blood of Jesus and the Spirit of God and the Word of God calls you out of your sin. And not just drugs and porn either. There's a whole bunch of other sins besides drugs and porn. I've heard that a lot lately. Preacher, I gave up drugs and porn while they're smoking, drinking, and cussing. Okay, great. You gave up drugs and porn. You got to give up everything else too. Jesus said to the rich man in Mark 10, what one thing do you lack? Says he loved him and told him the one thing he lacks. What one thing do you lack, neighbor, that's going to keep you out of the kingdom of God? One willful sin that you're practicing. Pride, worldliness, carnality, the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter that God never ordained, the Roman Catholics did, a pagan organization. Name a church denomination, I can tell you what man started it and when. They're not of God. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. If you're not worshiping in spirit and truth, what are you worshiping in? Lies and sin and flesh and carnality? Ma'am, you're not going to shut me up. There's one way to shut me up, man. Kill me. Kill me. That's it. The only way you're going to shut me up is kill me. Trust me. I've stood against a lot worse than you, ma'am. Feminist women do not shut me up. Feminist women are what took the world into sin. Eve was feminized and listened to Satan. That's happening all over churchianity today. Lady pastors, lady elders. It's not of God. Don't follow feminization. Follow spirit and truth. Follow sound doctrine by which you are saved. 1 Timothy 4:16. Sound doctrine by which you are saved. You're not in sound doctrine at rock concerts. You're not in sound doctrine living like the culture, in your pride and vanity, worldly dress. You're not in sound doctrine in the church systems on Sunday. You're not in sound doctrine watching Netflix, following politics. Doctrine means instructions, neighbor. Instructions for righteousness. All of you guys, and many of you women, have jobs. Your jobs have instructions. And if you don't follow the instructions, you're going to lose your job and you won't get paid. If you don't follow the instructions of Jesus Christ, His word and His ways, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, it says in Romans 3. That's what you're going to be paid for this worldly life you live. But the goodness of God calls all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17. Repentance, metanoia, changing of your mind, a changing of your ways, so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. But if your mind's not changed, all of this is going to sound like foolishness. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians that the stake of Christ, some people call it the cross, is foolishness to them that are perishing. But to those being saved, it's the power of God. The power of God is Jesus shed blood that makes a way. God always required a blood sacrifice. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. You can't have the shed blood covering you if you keep living in sin. You got to turn from sin. Masons are demonic, sir. Guy holding up his Mason hat. I already said George Washington was a Mason. He founded this country as a false, corrupt, ungodly nation. Wasn't just him. Not a nation of God. And let's be clear. There's no hope. There's no hope for people that live in America of America. But there is hope if you repent and come out. There is hope if you turn from your sin. There is hope if you ask the blood of the Lamb to cleanse you. There is hope if you turn from every false way. There is hope if you say, I'm a sinner. I've been rebellious, God. I'm doing everything my way in feminization and in worldliness and in churchianity and in carnality. And if you're willing to humble yourself, the Bible says the humble and the meek will inherit the kingdom of God. Not the lifted up and the puffed up. Not the prideful. If you lower yourself, humble yourself before the hand of God. Because I promise you, one day, your knee is going to be bent by Jesus Christ, whether you want it to be or you don't want it to be. I promise you. Like a courtroom, you will stand before that judge to hear your trial, whether you want to be there or you don't. I love you, young man. You should put that wicked finger away. I love you. You should put it away. That's wickedness. You're going to stand before that righteous judge in court. The police will drag you in and make you sit and listen to the charges against you. You will bow your knee to Jesus Christ one day, whether you want to or not. So bow your knee willingly to Jesus Christ. Bow your knee in humble submission. Bow your knee in repentance. Bow your life in the blood of the Lamb. Bow your life wholeheartedly to Him because He's your only hope. The churches are lying to you. Men like John Cooper from so-called Christian Skillet are lying to you. Look at my testing of Skillet. It's on the front page of Don't Perish. You got lots of time. He's making merchandise of you. He preaches a false gospel. He preaches a false gospel. He's united to all kinds of false religion. I've already asked for John Cooper to come out with his Bible. He's not going to come out here. He's a millionaire making money off of you guys, sitting in his big motor home. Why would he come talk to the preacher of righteousness? But he's exposed all over the internet. Just Google Skillet the Band Exposed. Our testing comes up first page of Google. Try that. Test it out. Shows you why he's sinful, why he's not of God, why he's unbiblical. But this is about Jesus Christ mostly today, the one who shed his blood for you and made a narrow way, the one who came to seek and save the lost. Are you of him? Do you know him, neighbor? Seek him in righteousness while there's time.